You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, I suppose the Santa rally has leaked into India as well after that dip we saw earlier in the week. Global handovers have been massive. The Dow saw its single biggest day gain on the 26th of December, 1,000 points up. Of course, it was starting from a lower place. Let's not forget that. But all those factors seem to have contributed to the Sensex ending 157 points higher and Nifty just about at 10,800. These will be among the big headlines we will be chasing as we take this evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Equity benchmarks ended the session on a positive note, but off the high points. The Nifty ended December series below 10,800. Shares began on a much higher note as global cues favoured the rally in Indian indices. Some selling in banks, automobiles, metals and pharmaceuticals in the last hour weighed on benchmarks, while the Nifty mid-cap index ended with gains of over 0.33%. At the close of market hours, the Sensex was up 157.34 points or 0.44% at 35,807.28, while the Nifty was higher by 49.9 points or 0.47%. At 10,779.8. The market breadth was narrow as 1,313 shares advanced against a decline of 1,233 shares, while 181 shares remained unchanged. Adani Ports, Reliance Industries, Tech Mahindra and ONGC gained the most today, while Airtel, Hero Motor Corp and Tata Motors lost the most. A quick look at some three stocks that made all the news today on Dalal Street. Suven Life Sciences shares gained as much as 2% on securing product patents in Brazil and Eurasia. Container Corporation of India, that is CCI shares, rallied 2% after global brokerage house Philip Capital maintained its buy call on the stock and it saw a whopping 38% potential upside to 900 rupee levels. And Hindalco Industries shares gained about 1% after Edelweiss Securities said it continued to prefer the stock among non-ferrous players in view of expected volatility in LME aluminium and alumina prices. As usual, a very quick trip around the world. European markets have been trading flat, even as other global markets witnessed a rally. The pan-European Stock 600 was about 0.05% lower at the time of my saying this. Shares in Asia rose following an overnight surge. Japan's Nikkei 225 surged 3.88% on the day to close at 20,077.62, while the broader Topics Index jumped 4.9% to finish its trading day at 1,501.63. Well, those are some big stories that have emerged out of Dalal Street today. And of course, we're in the middle of year-end podcast series. We've looked at many, many international big stories. Today, we're going to be talking about the biggest international sports stories of the year. We've also already, of course, addressed some of the biggest stars of Indian sports this year and some shining moments from Indian sports. In addition to, of course, taking a look at pop culture in review, we'll also be talking today about what the Hindi film industry and film industries across the country were up to. What were the big trends? Who made the big news? What ended up being huge hits and what ended up being duds? All of that will be covered in one other year-end podcast series episode, so do be sure to catch that as well. Until the next time you hear from me, which is going to be in the morning, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.